Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Diva with Grace podcast. I am Diva by name, not by reputation.
And I'm Grace. It's a popular him and I'm a popular her.
We are so excited to be back for another week. We have an amazing guest in studio today.
Yay!
But before we introduce her, I just want to check in with my girl,
yes,
Grace.
Girl.
How you doing?
Girl, I'm good. I'm happy to be here.
Okay.
The Wednesday evening, we're recording on a Wednesday evening, you guys. Ooh. The drive from West Hollywood to Burbank is, I can't even, there aren't words. So, but I'm here and I'm really excited about our guest.
I feel like you sound like that SNL sketch, the Californians, you know, when they're always talking about
listen,
traffic.
It's real.
It's a real thing.
It is a real thing. That's why it's funny.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to share a brief manifestation. I manifested a nine-day work week, basically.
Oh my God, yeah.
So that's been a little crazy. So I'm definitely up-leveling my ritual game. I'm drinking more water. I am just making sure I'm taking care of myself. I'm also staying consistent with my meditation, which I just wanted to note that last week, I think I said something like I wasn't really meditating. I am meditating. I just meant that I wasn't so restrictive at doing it first thing in the morning. And I just wanted to clarify because we were talking about accountability and consistency and just wanted you guys to know that I am still about that life. And just speaking of rituals and up-leveling self-care, I'm so excited for today's guest because I'm definitely going to be implementing all her amazing products into my self-care. We have Jill in studio.
Hi, hello, Jill.
Hi. Thank you so much for having
we're
me.
We're so happy to have you. And Jill is the owner and creator of Luna and Quartz.
Yeah.
It's an apothecary line that infuses the magic of plants, crystals, Reiki, and it's also organic, sustainably grown, and ethically harvest. So I just want to make sure we mention that. And also, she was mentioned in Vogue magazine.
Yeah. Yes.
No.
Oh
big
my God.
Deal.
I was going to ask you how you manifested.
Oh,
that.
We're
we
going to
get into
that. We're going to get into that. And also, we went to the same junior high and high school.
Yes. We love a childhood friend.
So we're so excited to have you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So, I mean, let's just jump right into it. So tell us about like your spiritual journey and how you kind of got into like the metaphysical realm and all that fun stuff.
Okay, well, it definitely started for me at such a young age. I was in elementary school and I used to make friends love potions.
What?
And yeah,
oh my God,
jarred
how did
love
you,
potions.
What were the ingredients of these yeah. love potions?
A lot of glitter.
Okay.
You'd
we
write
like
the
glitter.
Person's name on like who you like wanted to like you or whatever, the boy that you were after, and you put the name in the jar. And you put glitter and like a bunch of other fun things. And then I would tell them, okay, now stuff that in your closet in the dark place and just leave it there, you know, and just let it go. And yeah, I don't know.
Did
if
it
they
work?
Ever, I have no
did
idea.
It work? Just give me the recipe right now.
I don't even
we
know.
We need references.
You know, I used to sit in Barnes & Noble all the time and like sit in the astrology section and just read books on astrology and witchcraft. And I'd be looking up everybody's signs and just like learning spells. And
that's so
oh my
cool.
God. That's so cool.
Yeah, tarot and whatnot.
I love that. And I love that you use the word magic a lot.
Yes.
In your work. Can you like tell me, what is your definition of magic?
Oh, magic. To me, it's when you make something happen that you didn't necessarily believe you could. Almost
that.
A manifestation, you know, like when you manifest something, that's magic. It's magic that the littlest things happen even when you don't expect them, you know. And it's all around us all the time. And so many people miss out on the magic in their life.
True.
Oh, my God. That's so true. Oh, I love
I
that.
I love that.
So it sounded like you started pretty young. Was it something
I
your
did.
Parents kind of encouraged? Did they know about this?
No. I don't think they had any idea. Although I would say my mom had like an astrology book from the 70s that she gave to me. So that was something that was like really
vintage.
Like my gold, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, I'd always just look up everybody's horoscopes. And then it led to tarot. And my first job, there was a girl that came to work with us for the day, and she was actually a tarot card reader, and she read my cards. And after that moment, I had had cards myself, but never really like I played with them just intuitively, not knowing what I was doing or really how to like utilize them. And I was just like hooked after that. Wow. Like, she told me all these great things and, you know, what to look out for. And I was just like, oh my God, I need to know more and more about this. So mm-hmm. it was just like the beginning of a never ending, you know, like yeah. thing to learn. So, and oh I'm God, still learning.
Are yeah. you still doing readings?
I don't do readings for other people.
Okay.
It's always been my thing. I will for close friends. Mm-hmm. And it's just always been just a personal thing for mm-hmm. me. I don't feel that I'm not, I don't know. I just have never felt like I'm that person that should give people readings. It's not something that I'm like connected to in any way.
Yeah. You give a different kind of healing.
Yeah.
So are you like a certified Reiki
I am,
healer?
Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah. Tell me about that process, because I've thought about like, I'm like, I want to be a certified Reiki
yeah,
healer.
You
so how
should.
Do you do that?
So basically you find a Reiki master and
okay, how do you do that? How do you like vet the Reiki master?
Honestly, I found mine by chance. So it's always something that I'd wanted to do. And when I've received Reiki, you know, I've asked the people that have done it for me, and you know, they kind of give me some information and then tell me the price. And it was always just like, holy mm-hmm. shit, like, yeah. how am I going to do that? You know,
it's expensive to be a healer.
Yeah. Like, it's just, it seems so far-fetched for me at the time. And this girl and I connected with each other on Instagram, and she's a Reiki master. She also has a line of products, and she bought some Luna and Quartz stuff to mm-hmm. sell on her site as well.
Oh, we love women supporting women.
Yeah, it was really cool. And then her and I just kind of became friends, and she posted something about doing a Reiki, you know, class level one that she was holding at her class. And it just like a wave rushed over me, and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to do this. This is the chance. And the price was right, and everything was good.
Yes.
She wasn't trying to rip me off, yeah. you know, for like the spiritual whatever she was supposed to be giving me.
Yeah. Spiritual tax.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous. But so it just worked out, and it was something that I feel like was aligned up at the same, you know, like the right moment. Mm-hmm. And since then, I've done all my certifications with her. So.
Oh, cool.
Well, I have to book a session with you.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I just
I'd
actually did one for a girlfriend of mine a couple weeks ago, and that was like really intense. She was like vibrating, like, and
yeah.
she started to cry, and yeah. I started to cry, and it was
so
just like,
why do people come to you? Do they usually come to you for like relationship healing or like anything specific, or just healing in general?
Just healing in general. I mean, I feel like you kind of get it all when you do Reiki, like,
right.
You just get aligned. It's like a spiritual alignment. It's just like the most amazing feeling afterwards. Like you're just, it's like you just walk through one of those like car washes, you know, like the line of like you got the suds, you got the dry, like you're all good now. Like you're glowing at the end.
Yeah, it's no joke. I've done a session.
Have you?
And,
yeah.
Yeah. And she told me, make sure you drink water.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. And it was, I think I've told you the story, Grace. It was New Year's Eve, and I had to go to a New Year's Eve party right after.
Mm.
So I kind of like changed and rushed to my party, not thinking. And then I was just talking to someone, and I just spaced out, and the room started spinning. And I was
yeah.
And then I called for one of my friends. Mind you, my sister was there and my other friends, but I was like, no, I need him.
Yeah.
So I had him sit with me. It was like this whole experience. I'm like, oh my God, she wasn't kidding around. So
yeah,
it's like the real deal.
It can, like, I mean, I remember the first time I had it done, I was so just like, I was in like a lull afterwards. I mm-hmm. felt so good, but I was like floating, and I just was really tired mm-hmm. afterwards. And I slept for like 2 hours after I had the session. And, but you know, the next day, if you drink a lot of water and kind of like reboot yourself, you're just like new, brand
you're
new.
Good.
Yeah.
Gucci.
Yeah.
As a kid
yeah.
say.
Is that what they say now?
As a young kid say. Probably not anymore, actually, now that I think about it.
Those youngsters.
Probably look that up.
I know. We're not going to, but just speaking of youngsters now,
yeah.
but you just mentioned being in elementary school and kind of
yes.
getting to this practice. Is it something you've done throughout, like through, because like I mentioned, we went to junior high together
yes.
in high school. Did you keep that part of you secret?
I was always doing this.
Oh, were you?
Did
you put spells on any of our classmates? Please tell me.
No,
I'm just kidding.
I thought about it. I'm sure some of them deserved it, but no. The one thing, like, I never wanted to put out anything that negative. Like, mm-hmm. I've always been very, like, I want to heal. I want to heal the earth. I want to heal the people in the earth. I want everybody to get along because I know they can, you know? Mm-hmm. No ill will ever.
That's amazing. Yeah. And have you, because, again, we're natives.
Yes.
And I was having a conversation with someone. They said it's almost easier for us to be in the woo-woo, as we call it, because yeah. LA is more open-minded. Have you come across any adversity or people just coming at you like, she's a witch, it's witchcraft, it's yeah. the devil's work, any like stuff like that, or it's been pretty chill?
You know, I think the most of, no, I've never gotten any real negativity out
that's
of it.
Good.
I have had one person, I was doing like a, you know, artisan fleas or whatever and vending, and one girl was just like so dumbfounded that there was like crystals mm-hmm. in stuff, and she was just like,
oh my god, really?
There's rocks in here. And she's like, is this some kind of religion? And I'm like,
stop,
let me just break it down for you really quick. Like, crystals and I are, and us people mm-hmm. humans are like, our makeup is basically the same.
Yeah.
We have the same properties energetically. We vibrate off of each other. We are made up of the same elements. So you're feeling energy off of them. They're feeling energy off of you. So what that crystal's emitting, you're absorbing, and vice versa, you know? Like, and she just was like, couldn't handle it.
She couldn't handle
could
it.
That, no. This is a side note, but like real life. Could that be why? Okay, so I actually vended at Artisan Fleas.
Oh, okay.
I have a line of jewelry called High Maintenance Hippie.
Oh, awesome.
And I make like healing jewelry.
Okay.
I've been wearing my rose quartz for like over a year.
Yeah.
And I just switched to wearing my amethyst because Diva, I made one for Diva and I've just like been wearing the amethyst.
I love amethyst. Like,
and I love it, too. But I know that it's a very strong stone. Could that be why I feel like different? I've been feeling really like, I don't know, just like super off, but like not bad off, just like different.
I mean, crystals affect all of us differently. And you, to one person, a crystal could feel really good. And to somebody else, it could be like, holy moly, this is like way too much energy for me.
Is that based on?
Which is like weird, though, because sorry to cut you off, amethyst is like really calming. So it should be something that's like,
that's interesting.
It's very like a subtle, peaceful, loving energy. And it's actually really good for like anxiety and stress and protection. Yeah. So like that should be something that calms you. So
if it's not, then what's happening?
It could be the planets. I always blame
them. What's the moon doing? Yeah, Mercury, where you at, girl? Yeah. What you doing today?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's amazing. Yeah, because I had something with amethyst where I put it on my, and I felt the vibes. I was like,
this is
a lot, but like in the best way. I felt like elated. I think that's why she made me an amethyst necklace.
It just like
I was telling
opened
her.
Your crown. Which
yeah,
is
I just felt
it's
amazing.
Supposed to do.
Yeah.
I mean, it probably just vibrates with you differently. Yeah. You know, to me, I have so much amethyst around the house, and it's so funny because like I feel like I'm a very calm person. Mm-hmm. I'm a Cancer, Scorpio, like very calm. My husband's a Capricorn, and he's like so wild, like loud and whatnot. But we have so much amethyst around the house, and we kind of made a joke about it the other day. I'm like, as he's like holding up this piece of amethyst, he's like, "We need this," and I'm like, "Don't you think it's funny? We have so much amethyst."
Yeah.
It's just something it's just that we're drawn to.
Yeah,
you know?
Can't help it. Is he into the woo-woo, or did you like introduce him, bring him into the light side, not the dark side?
I drug him into it. He was definitely, I don't know, I feel like he's always kind of been into it, but mm-hmm. probably just didn't know where to start, and I expanded that one million-fold. and I was told by my spiritual advisor that he was a witch in a past life, so that's pretty cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're like, spiritual advisor, witch?
He's very intuitive himself. Like sometimes he's very psychic, and I'm like, you really need to like start utilizing that and like working on it so you can get better at like harnessing that.
My next question, does he have a brother?
He does. He's married.
Happily? Just kidding.
Yeah. Second baby on the way.
All right. Sorry. I'm not doing that. You already know how I feel about that.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, darn it.
Sorry.
It's all right. It's all right.
Yeah.
What are your favorite crystals? Do you have besides amethyst?
Amethyst is one of my top. I like citrine. So I like green aventurine. Honestly, like I'm not really drawn to like one specific type. I love celestite just because it's blue and it's soft and it's pretty.
Yeah.
I kind of have like a mix and a mashup of everything at my house. There's, you know, obviously I said amethyst is the top one that's around the house, but yeah, I'm kind of just drawn to it all. Probably because it's all sparkly and pretty and have good energy.
My thing is, I tell people, I'm like, the crystals, at least for me, they kind of find you and when you need. Yeah. And my cousin, she's going to be 13 in 2 weeks. Oh my God. Crazy. But I took her to House of Intuition. I was trying to show her these are crystals. I'm like, she's like, what should I get? I'm like, you find the one that. Yeah. And she found one and she was having some issue, not issues, but like math. Like, you know, she hasn't been doing well in math. Yeah. And it was, I forget the stone that we picked up, but it was all about just using like helping like you stay focused and like brain, all these things.
Awesome.
I'm like, it finds you. And then I swear she, it turned around like that. Obviously she started studying. She was still studying and doing the work. But she carries it to school in her backpack.
That's
I call her,
so
I'm like,
cool.
It's a full moon. Put your crystal outside. She did an impression. I was doing an impression of her. She didn't. I was like, oh, you have an impression of me? She's like, yeah. Look at the moon. Look at my crystals. I'm like, is that
me.
What I sound like? She's like, yeah.
Would you suggest the same thing for, like, say somebody came to you and they were like, I want to do, you know, better in my business.
Yeah.
Like what stones are good for that, for like manifesting?
Massagate. Citrine is known as the it draws money to you. Mm-hmm. Merchant
abundance.
Stone. Yeah, mm-hmm. Abundance. Yes. Massagate's really good for business owners, draws money, opportunity. Green Adventuring draws opportunity to you.
But would it depend on my relationship to the stone?
No, not at all.
It
has its own energy that it emits, mm-hmm. and it's just going to work off you vibrationally. Also, manifesting, like what you're thinking, you're making happen, and you're, you know, it's coming to fruition every day, whether you're thinking good thoughts or bad thoughts. So keeping your thoughts, you know, mindful in your thoughts and being positive along with those crystals.
What advice would you give to a young business owner? Mm. Maybe. Yeah. or like aspiring business owner. What advice would you give them? Like one personal piece of advice and one business piece of advice.
Honestly, I feel like everybody says this, but it's so important. Community, like finding people that are business owners also that are just starting off. Like to me, I don't feel threatened by anybody or like feel like I have competition, you know, with certain people and or anyone really. I mean, just finding those group of people that you can like go to. I'm very fortunate. I have like a group of friends that have their own businesses and we all kind of like, one's been in it for a lot longer, but a couple of them, we all kind of started at the same time. So we're all in the learning process together, you know? So I can ask them, oh, hey, what'd you do about this? Like, how did you handle that? Or what do you do in this situation? And then we kind of like bounce ideas off of each other.
That's so nice.
It is. It's like key, I feel like. Yeah. I didn't go to business school. I went to fashion school. So.
Yeah,
fashion. I went to fashion school too. Where did
yeah.
you go?
I went to Fitem downtown. Yeah.
I did too.
Did you? Yeah.
But I did like an after. I did like a graduate program.
Oh, okay,
it was
okay.
just like a year long.
Oh, awesome.
That's so cool. It's a great community.
Yeah. And then I was telling Jill earlier, we were catching up a little bit. I'm like, her style was always, that's what I remember her most from school and stuff. Even when we had uniforms, she had the coolest style. I'm like, oh, Jill's style is always so cool.
Do you feel like that has anything to do with your spiritual tendencies? Like, do you feel like spirituality and style sort of go hand in hand?
I dress definitely based on my mood.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Same.
Yeah. Like same. My emotions and my mood are definitely my outfits, you know, and always have been. No, I other than that, like they're both creative fields and I, you know, spirituality and fashion. No, I feel like fashion's kind of soul sucking, to be honest. We were talking about that, too.
Yeah.
It's hard. Like I was telling Diva, I feel like I was painted a very different picture than what I was thrown into. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the experience is the experience and it was all great and you learned so much from it, but it definitely wasn't what I had hoped it would be.
Yeah.
I'm thankful that I did so well as I did and I, you know, I got as far as I did and I it was came easy to me, and it was a way to make money and, you know, like have this experience, but I'm happy to leave it behind.
That's the same with, I feel the same way with styling. I'm like, I know I can do it. I can do it in my sleep. Yeah. I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
But thank you.
Yeah. You know, if the tide ever comes again,
that's
that
what
you
I'm
need
saying.
To,
like, who's that? Who's calling me up? Okay. Yeah. Then we might have a different conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
So then tell us a bit more about Luna and Quartz, like how that started for you. I think you mentioned a little bit, it was right after you kind of were done with fashion, how it all just came to be.
Yeah, so actually I was designing, I used to design women's clothes, so I was working for this company, and basically it was going out of business. Mm. And I've, you know, what my mother has pounded into my head, thanks mom, you always need a job, you know, you can't not have a job, you can't not have insurance, and if you don't have a job, then when you're getting through with one job, you go and find another. Mm-hmm. Well, I was losing my job, and I had started Luna and Quartz a year before because it was kind of like an end plan for me. Like, I knew I wasn't going to be in fashion forever. I knew I wanted to take this journey of, like, trying to help people find something magic within themselves, heal themselves, come back to themselves. So I started Luna and Quartz. I started with, like, a body oil, a salve, and I think my room spray.
Yeah.
And I did it for a year, slowly adding things while I was still working design. And then I got let go, and my husband was like, well, this is your opportunity. This is the universe telling you. He's like, you're always telling me, you know.
See, they turn it back on you every time.
Yeah. You know, you always tell me the universe gives you opportunities, and this is yours. So he's like, I'll, you know, handle whatever we have, like, as far as bills. And he's like, I want you to do your business. And I'm like, Oh my God. Yeah.
That's so sweet.
So I did, and I've been doing it since. And I'm in my second year this coming 2020, and I think April will be 3 years that I've been in business. So, cool.
So I'm curious why you wanted to help people. Yeah. Why specifically with body care instead of going into a different
You know, I'm such a body care. I like products.
Same. Okay. I'm like, just say it.
Yeah. I do like stuff. I like products. I like skincare. Yes. I like baths are my freaking jam. Like, I love a good bath. I love good bath products. I just knew I could make my own, and I knew I wanted to do it in a certain way, and I wanted people to find some sort of, like, spark of magic in it, and, like, have it call to them in a certain way and bring them some sort of spark wonder, and help them maybe to help comfort somebody in some way, or, you know, help them manifest something. And so that's what I'm doing.
I love your products. They're so good.
Thank you.
Try to tell people too, like, self-care is so important, and we want it to feel accessible, because when people think self-care, they think of these outlandish, sometimes crazy things, but it could just be like a bath, giving yourself
like a
nice oil.
To me, it's the simplest things. Like, you know, you were talking about meditating and being accountable. Like, I've been so bad. I haven't been meditating, and typically I meditate every night. And to me, that's self-care. That's giving my body, mind, spirit. Like, I'm helping myself in so many ways by doing that. That's my self-care. A bath, you know, it doesn't need to be anything outlandish. Whether it's journaling for 5 minutes in the morning, I do that as well, you know. Simple things. It doesn't need to be crazy, guys.
Yeah. What kind of meditation do you do? I'm curious.
There's this one. Well, I do a meditation for Reiki. It's a Gesso meditation, but then there's this other girl that's on it's the Insight Timer app.
Okay.
And this one girl, I'm gonna have to look up her name, but she's got this, like, the best voice to me. I just, like, want to put it in a bottle and then spray it all over my house. It's, like, so relaxing. So I'll do a like a guided meditation.
I love guided. I've been doing a sleep meditation.
Yes.
I've been trying that the last week. It's been interesting.
Okay.
But we'll have to
does
change
it, like, dreams wise, or
it's about, her name is Amanda Francis. Okay. She's another manifesting guru maven, and she's gives no fucks. Like, she's crazy the way she manifests.
Yeah.
It's amazing. But she just, it's binaural beats and sound
that's
waves.
Awesome.
And, like,
yeah.
So I'm, it's 8 hours though. So I literally just play, like, it's the whole REM cycle.
Wow.
So I'm like, and it's subliminal messages. So I'm like, I'm asking me, I'm like, do I seem different because I'm like, what if she's saying, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, what is she doing?
But she's like, you hate the color purple.
I know, right? It's like, I hate the color purple. Yeah. You know, but so far, so good. So
that's
awesome.
Love that. Yeah.
I love a guided meditation.
I have tried the binaural beats as well. It's a little hard for me. I think I need like a little bit something more wrapped in a cozy blanket, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll give you the girl's name.
Yeah, do. We'll put it in the show notes just for other people to check her out.
Yes, I definitely want to try that.
You have all the insight.
So tell me more about this transition from being like healer to doing the products. Like, which one came first?
Products came first.
Okay. So then did you just want to like dive deeper into it and just like give your clients more of an experience?
I call myself like a forever student. I'm a master at nothing, I say. I just want to forever learn. So I'm open to learning everything. And I started doing Luna Quartz products, and then I knew I wanted to become a Reiki healer. So I did that, and now I incorporate that into my products. You know, my spiritual advisor is helping me with my psychic abilities and expanding that part of myself.
That's so cool. I didn't know that you could be coached to be more.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, what is that process like?
Meditating, and then you do like a lot of exercises. So you're basically working with something called Zener cards, and they've got four or five different shapes on them, and you meditate with another person for like 10 minutes prior, and then there's a certain number of cards, so they hold the card, you know, facing them so you can't see it, and you have to try to use your third eye, intuitive mind, and guess what the shape is.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So
it's
I
like
did
magic
it
magic school.
Totally. I'm like, I want to go to Hogwarts.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
22 teachings is like Hogwarts.
Yeah. Have you been to 22 teachings?
No, I have not.
It's downtown.
No.
We should take a field trip.
Yes, we should go. They have like new moon and full moon ceremonies.
Very
oh my
cool.
gosh. Do you love like a new moon or a full moon ritual?
I do. I usually like to do baths. What I made. Like I have a full moon and new moon kit. So like I do, it's a bath soak, body butter, and some other things, sage and an intention card. So you can kind of
amazing.
Do like your own ritual and the candle as well. So I love a bath on the moons. And I also like to take all the crystals out of the house and like telling my husband, okay, grab them all, you know, and we put them outside.
How many do you have or do you think
oh
you have?
My gosh.
The number.
I don't even know.
So I don't have too many, but sometimes I'm like, oh, my crystals. I just carry them all
honestly,
out like a madwoman and find the best light for my crystals.
So just for reference,
okay.
We have, you know, like a table that sits six outside with, you know, like with an umbrella on our patio. I can fill the entire table.
Stop.
Yeah.
Those are
and then
goals.
Some don't even fit. I have to use like the card table to like
stop.
Put it next to it.
How long have you been collecting crystals? Just forever.
Since junior high.
Okay, so that makes sense. It's not like last week you're like
No. This has been like an ongoing.
Do you have favorite crystals that you kind of always carry with you?
I carry amethyst with me a lot. I have yellow jasper in my purse because that's a good travel stone.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
And then
yellow jasper?
Yellow jasper.
Oh,
yeah.
Black jasper. Oh, good to know.
Yeah, and then I have in my room next to my bed, I have two little corner shelves, and I have like I call them like my special ones that I want near my bed. Like those are like my ones that I have there.
Right.
And then there's more on our underneath our TV.
They're kind of just everywhere.
They are literally everywhere. Yeah. There is not a corner without a crystal.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to do that.
Yeah.
I know.
Level up to get on your level.
I know.
And then just going back to the brand, are you thinking of expanding and into what other kinds of products?
Yeah. You know, I actually have been thinking about going to esthetician school. How I'm going to do that, I don't know.
Girl, you don't mess around.
Because I would like to, one day, Luna and Quartz, to be a space and have my goods and other people's goods.
Mm-hmm. Like a spa?
Yeah, and then have like actually women's health. A girlfriend of mine is studying vaginal steaming and like women's health like for that area. No pun intended. Yeah. And then we both want to go to esthetician school so we could offer facials and I can do Reiki. So you can get Reiki with your facial. And then she would actually offer women's health services. And then one day a month dedicated to people who can't necessarily like afford the services. Mm-hmm. Everybody can come in and kind of get like a mini treatment or whatever and have an experience as well. So hopefully that's the goal. I don't know if I'll be able to go to esthetician school right now. I've just been so busy.
There's a lot going on, yeah.
Yeah, I have.
I know. What does a typical day in the life of the boss babe of Luna?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what does that look like?
So it's just me that does everything, every little thing, including the Instagram. The Instagram is like a business on its own.
Oh, for sure. We talk about it all the time.
Yeah,
here.
It's so hard. But it's, you know, it's an experience also. I wake up, I do my, I do 5-minute journal every morning. And then I do a deliberate creation manifesting while I'm drinking my coffee.
What's that?
So this book you should read, The Law of Attraction, teachings of Abraham Hicks.
Jerry and Esther Hicks.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I read that book and I've listened to it twice on tape. And so since then, I've really just trying to manifest more and like spend time to do it. So one of their things, workshop, they call it, is deliberate creation. So you put yourself in a happy, joyous state, and you create everything that you could ever want, desire, or things that you're trying to manifest. You work and play those things out, what the room smells like, what you smell like, what you're wearing, what everything looks like around you. So you're manifesting those things and you're putting them into motion by putting yourself in that joyous state.
Yes. Yeah. We were just talking about that.
Yeah, that's like the feeling is
you gotta be in the feeling and believing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you're feeling like so-so about something, but you're thinking, it's like, okay, well, your thoughts need to match your feelings, mm-hmm. you know?
Right.
So it's a huge part. So I do that and then after my coffee, I finally get myself together and then I get started on making.
I know. Oh my God. Do you ever feel like overwhelmed by your morning routine?
Sometimes. Well, I kind of do it to myself. Like I feel like it's just like such an inherent thing that we do to ourselves. Like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this. I should get started. I should get to work. Like, you're wasting your time here. You know, like, what are you doing? You're wasting precious hours, you know, which isn't true at all. Like, that's the most important part.
Yeah, that's the work.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And then you show up and the universe does the rest.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot. But it's good. Yeah, you just have to spend that little time, you know, to manifest and make those things happen for yourself and then get your day started.
Right.
So did you have to do any, like, what are some really intense challenges you've been through or things you've had to overcome in the business world of like owning your own business? Like, what were the scariest parts?
Oh, other people.
Interesting.
Do tell.
Tell us everything.
There are just, I feel like the internet is such like,
it's a scary place.
Trolls. I can't.
Yeah, it's good and it's good for so many reasons because you can connect with so many people that you never would. But also there is just so many assholes.
Assholes.
And, you know, it's fine. They're all allowed to be whatever. That's their own journey. Honestly, like, I feel like I have sometimes been my own roadblock, you know, my own self-doubt. It's hard owning your own business and not feeling feeling positive about it all the time. You know, if something doesn't go as you had hoped or planned and you're so excited about it, but maybe it just didn't happen how you hoped or didn't sell as well or whatever. It's like you kind of get down on myself and I'm like, well, shit, you know, like, do I suck? Even though you don't. But, you know, it's just like,
no, I definitely get that.
Yeah. Like reminding yourself, like, just because you hit a little bump doesn't mean it's the end of the world. You know, like pick yourself back up and keep going if that's what you really want, you know. Like I probably said to my husband, like, I can't do this, like, I need a job, like, I because I'm just so used to being
I feel like
person.
I say that every day,
right? I know it's hard
multiple times a day.
Yeah. And I'm so used to having a job and like getting a paycheck and like you know, like, it's owning your own business, you're not getting paid right away, like, or at all,
at
you know,
all.
At all. But I do it because I love it. And that's what I want to do. You know, I want to genuinely help people, you know,
And
offer this to them.
Magic.
Yeah.
By creating
literally.
This business.
Yeah, no, it's totally so, gonna happen for you.
Yeah.
How do you do you feel like astrology and the zodiac like play into your business? Do
Absolutely,
you ever like use it as an opportunity to well, I know you have like the moon
kits or whatever.
Like packages and like things for certain times.
Yeah.
But like you personally, when you're like planning out your business,
you know, I do try to keep up with that. But like, I feel like sometimes I get, you know, I try to use certain planetary alignments or, you know, opportunities. I just like get lost sometimes.
Like what, like something coming up. Like, I know, same. Because there's literally always something going on with the planets.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep up.
Yeah.
Do you like, for
I have
example,
nothing planned as of now. If
for Mercury retrograde, do you like not make certain decisions?
Oh, no. I've been telling my husband because he's like, new iPhone. And I'm like, I know that it's Mercury retrograde at the end of the month. And yes, you can feel it 2 weeks before, 2 weeks after. Seriously, it's not even 2 weeks before, 2 weeks after. And all the shit has been happening to me and like us with like electronics. And I'm like, do not get that phone. Don't even order me one. I don't want it.
Yeah,
you know,
like,
don't think about it.
Yeah. Like, I can't do this. I shouldn't order anything, you know?
Yeah.
I do. Like, I'm such a crazy person. Like, I'm like, if we need something electronic, I'm like, I'm waiting. I'm not risking it.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Seen the proof.
Girl, I feel you.
He's thinking, Jill, you're ridiculous, you know? It's like, if you make it something, no, then it is something. I'm like, no, it definitely
Truth.
Is.
It is.
Yeah. It's funny.
That's oh my
God. Amazing. And then, okay, so let's just get to it.
Yeah.
Vogue magazine.
Yes.
What was that process to manifest? I want to know all the details.
I actually didn't manifest that.
Yes, you did. I probably did.
You know, like, I've always hoped that Luna and Quartz obviously would, like, be in lights, I guess, or like, you know, some way seen in a large scale. And I guess that is a large scale.
I love that you were in fashion and you ended up in Vogue magazine.
I know.
Fitum could see you now.
I know. Honestly, it's like it doesn't seem real to me. Like, you say it and it just like, is like, just... it doesn't connect to me. Like, I have the magazine sitting in our like, credenza or whatever, and it's just like pass by them every day. I'm like, holy shit, my spray is in that.
So cool.
Is it a good motivator? Does it help you? Do you look at it and you're like, I should keep going?
It was a very proud moment, you know, like I would have never in a million years imagined that whatsoever. There are so many small moments and big moments that I'm like, okay, this is why I do it. You know, even like if somebody says to me, like, I just love everything you do. Like, you brought me so much joy and like magic or whatever. Mm. And I'm just like, oh, yes. Okay. Like, I connected with that person in some way. That matters more to me than the Vogue, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, the Vogue's great. And I'm so grateful for that. But changing somebody's life or like in a moment is far greater to me.
That's amazing.
So okay, so you're a Cancer sun and you're an Aquarius moon, which by the way, Diva is also an Aquarius moon.
Just friendly reminder.
And you're a Scorpio rising.
Yes. Yeah.
So tell me, how do you think about that often? Because I feel like I'm always thinking about my zodiac.
Really?
I'm always like, oh, that's interesting. That's probably why I do this. Or, oh, I'm, you know, that's probably my Virgo rising or my whatever.
I definitely, I guess because I've studied my own chart for so long, I definitely don't think of it that much anymore. I think about other people's a lot and how it'll like
interact with yours.
Yeah, interact with mine. Right. Yeah, I guess now I'm trying to learn more about reading birth charts just so I could be better at that. And it's definitely interesting to go like back to it all and like read more about your sign and like where it is with the planet and like get just dive deeper into it. Because when you first learn, it's kind of like it's such a hearty process. There's like so much to learn.
There's
when you
so much.
It's like never ending.
Endless.
Absolutely.
It's never ending.
It's hard to like be a master at that, I feel like.
Yeah.
And those that are, hands down to you. You know,
they do
like,
it every
great.
Day. Yeah. All day.
Yeah. And I definitely don't utilize that every day. So it's not something that's very prominent to me, you know.
And you're saying other people's charts that like if someone asks you, or does it influence who you do business with or who you hang out with? Like, do you ask them casually? So
it's funny.
What time
I
are
feel
you
like
born?
I asked my husband, we were dating like the third time we hung out. I'm like, so what time are you born?
Oh my God. Okay. Is it you just flat out ask? I've been trying to find a way because there was someone I went to someone and he was like, well, find out when he was born. I was like, how do I casually in conversation just go, so what time are you born? You just flat out ask.
I ask.
I love it.
Yeah. I have no shame. Like, I want to know your birth. Chart.
I know. I want to know.
I need to know if this is going to work or if I'm going to waste my time here. So
same girl. Oh my God. I have to be better about it.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. We definitely just need to be flat out asking.
Yeah.
I ask everyone.
I always do.
Cause I want to know how I'm going to interact with them.
Yeah.
Or like if I need to tone something back, if I need to, you know.
Gotcha. And what are you?
I'm a Gemini.
Oh, a Gemini. Sun. This is so funny. This is the second time I've ever been on a podcast. And the girl who I was with last week, she was a Gemini.
Oh.
And what are you, Diva?
I'm an Aries.
Oh, an Aries.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fire sign.
Fire, yeah.
I did hear from somebody, an astrologist, when I told them that I was doing this podcast. They were like, every Gemini should have a podcast.
Really?
We just have a lot to say.
Yeah.
You know?
Get
there's
that
two of us.
Personality out, both those personalities.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, you mentioned crystals and magic. What would you say is the most woo-woo thing about you? Like, this is like, what would you put in like Goop? You know, Goop has like the craziest self-care kind of holistic stuff sometimes. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to do that.
I ask everybody their sign.
That's the
Yeah. And or I always am like, oh, it must be the planets. It's the planets. Yeah. Like, what's going on with, you know, where's the moon? Where's Mars? Where's all this? I blame everything on the planets.
I blame it on the full moon. I always know when it's a full moon.
Full moon.
You don't have to tell me. I'm like, there's a full moon, isn't there?
Absolutely. I never sleep very good during the full moon, so I always know, like, leading up to it, I don't sleep. But the energy is too much for me.
It's just a little too much. Yeah. No, the moon doesn't mess around. I tell people she's so powerful, it's not even funny.
Yeah. She makes herself known.
She does.
So what's the process of just creating the product? So how do you do it, I guess? So just because you're a one-woman show, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
So how does...
I know. How do you do
it? How's the process? Especially with what you do, you have to put your energy into it and everything. So you have to make sure you're in like the best
frame of mind.
But you also have a business to make sure things are going out on time.
You know, and even if... Like, I try to put myself... Like, I always, you know, Palo Santo, my area, or like stage it before I get started. I like to play music and kind of just like get myself in the zone,
What kind of music? Trap. She's going to say
trap
music.
Sometimes I do. I like a good 90s like TLC radio.
Girl,
just
yes.
So I could, like, you know,
right
jam.
Here.
I'll be like booty shaking while I'm
you're putting
while
your,
mixing.
Your oils together.
Seriously, though. I think I'm listening to right now Daughter Radio, which is a little bit softer and that's really
that's
good.
Okay.
But yeah, but it's tight. A lot of different things. I do that and kind of get myself in the zone. And I bless, like, give Reiki to my area, bless the area. And then I make whatever I'm making. And then each product, the batch gets its own individual Reiki energy. So it's not like a mass energy healing that I'm doing to all the products at once. Every product is different. Every product carries a different vibration, has a different crystals in it. Like, it all is for different things. So I give specific Reiki to each product. And I try to, like, do certain things, like whether I'm blending things in the morning or doing, like, bath bombs in the morning and then blend oils in the afternoon and then kind of do, like, business stuff later in the afternoon, answering emails, doing invoices. I try to plan, like, my Instagram posts for the evening or for the week. I'll get them set up. I try to do the week, but sometimes I'm not good at it.
It's so hard.
It's so
it is. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely hard to be, like, business and creative,
like,
you know?
Yeah, how do you balance that?
It's getting more and more challenging because I've been getting so much busier, which I'm so thankful for.
Yeah.
Like, today I got 5 or wholesale orders and it's
congratulations.
Yeah, it's I'm not complaining the least, you know. It's such an amazing thing and I'm just inside, I'm like, holy shit, you know, like, this is so cool, but how am I gonna do it?
So do you ever, like, in the middle and you stop feeling it and you're just like, you throw out the batch or you
no
start over
I'll,
or
if
you,
I like
you're
start
in it, you're
to
in
feel
it.
Like I'm if like I feel myself like say like today I started to get anxiety about something and I just was like, okay, like, and I'll stop and I'll walk around my backyard and I'll, because I have a workshop in our backyard that my husband built for me.
That's so sweet.
I hit the thing.
The thing, guys.
So I'll stop and like play with my dogs for a minute. And
oh,
like,
your dog.
Yeah, I have two dachshunds, Slinky and Waffles.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll play with them or, like, walk around for a second and drink some water and just kind of, like, recenter myself. And then I'll pause onto myself or sage myself and then go back, you know, because I don't want to be giving anybody my, you know, bullshit.
Yeah, bad juju. My bullshit. I was like, bad juju. She's like, bullshit.
Yeah, literally.
Call it what it is.
Because it's just all in my head, you know? Like, I'm in my head thinking and then I get in a funk or whatever and it's just, like, not necessary.
Yeah. And so. I love that you just basically, that's, like, 12 things of self-care just right there.
Yeah, I mean, people... just kind of like stopping yourself. Like, that's a really big thing with manifesting in that book, you know, The Law of Attraction. Like, your thoughts really do affect everything, you know? Like, I don't want to be giving anybody any of my negative energy. Mm-hmm. I want only positive. Like, I need to be in a good space and I try to put myself in the best mood possible, you know, because I want that to filter through what I'm making. So, yeah, take a minute. If you're feeling like there's a part in the book where they say, like, you wake up and something happens and then it's like your whole day is affected by it. Then the whole day turns negative. It's like, well, if you just changed your attitude in the beginning and you like took a deep breath and recentered yourself and you're like, okay, I'm not going to let that affect me. Yeah. Let's just change my attitude and move on. Like, your day would be so much different.
So different. I will tell myself literally, I'm like, okay, we're going to reset. I go, what's happening today? Yeah. I'm like, we're going to reset the day.
Like, shake it off.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Let's start over.
Yeah.
No, I love that.
Yeah.
Do you have any tips just for the average person? Like, what do you think could work? Because I'm all about we're all about just, again, helping women manifest and up-level their lives in like the easiest, most effortless way. So is there something you think like anyone could practice? I know there's meditation and journaling. Did you have any other, like,
honestly, like, I do the 5-minute journal and I don't know if you guys are familiar with that, and it's just like a couple questions in the morning of things like, what are you grateful for? Three questions, what are you grateful for? And an affirmation. The simplest things, you don't even need the journal for that, but like taking a couple minutes in the morning and like saying what you're grateful for and what, you know, even if it's like, the other day I was like, I'm grateful for having money to buy groceries, you know, like the smallest things. Those make the biggest difference. You know, you're showing the universe that you're appreciative, that you are joyous and that you're thankful, you know, and that's going to come back to you tenfold. So,
I'm sure gratitude is so important.
Yeah.
You have to be grateful for every little thing.
And if you can meditate, I always tell everybody, like, you have to try. Try it. It's
Someone
so
said
great.
A minute. You can meditate for a minute. That'll change like your whole day.
I always hear like, I'm not good at that. I will tell you, I have the brain of like a butterfly in there. Like, it's just like everywhere. And it was so hard for me. And it still is so hard for me. But practice makes perfect. And you have to start somewhere. So start.
Yeah. And progress, not perfection.
Yeah. Yes.
You just got to start somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same. Oh my God. Such a perfectionist.
I am such a perfectionist.
How does that feed into, is that like the biggest anxiety of the business?
Okay, for me, it's labels.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love a label.
That would kill me, actually.
Okay, but like, and I put every label on by hand. And like, if even the slightest bit crooked, I take a razor blade and I scrape that bitch off. Yeah. And I clean it all and I put another one on because I will not have a damn label crooked.
Yeah.
That is my perfectionist. Like, I have to have it a certain way. And I know that sometimes I'm just like, okay, I got to let it go. And I'll like go back to it and look at it. I'm like, but can I really get away with it? Or like, you should just fix it.
No,
but
I'm the same way. I don't even know how you're doing. You give me anxiety just telling the story. Yeah, I'm like thinking of cricket labels now.
Yeah,
I'm like, no.
Yeah, it's just like, holy. Yeah, no.
Like, this isn't Vogue. No. I can't send this out.
Yeah.
Who do people think I am?
That's like the biggest thing for me. That's where my perfectionist, like, or like if a soap doesn't turn out the way that I want, I'm like, oh, but the one color just kind of bled into the other one a little bit. And my husband's like, no one's going to know. And I'm like,
I know.
You know.
Is it easy, like, making the products? You say, like, soaps and oils. I'm like, is this,
some of
how long
them
is this
have,
process?
Like, Bath bombs are probably the hardest thing ever to make.
Probably.
Really?
They you have to keep are them... the hardest thing to make. They were not an easy task for me. And I probably went through 50 pounds of baking soda before I actually got like a decent one.
Oh, wow.
And my husband was like, what the hell did you get yourself into? I'm like, I don't know.
He's like, just make t-shirts or something. Jeez.
Yeah. Like, just stick to the freaking body oil.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
it's like,
it's
what's
easy.
Wrong with you?
Yeah. That was like a big challenge. And even soap making was a big challenge for me at first because I am such a perfectionist and like I want to be good at something the first time, you know, and same. I have to like let it go that it's going to take you a couple times, Jill. You need to like, you know, be
soap.
Easy on yourself, you know, like it's not an easy task and like, you know, give your chance yourself an opportunity to like learn and get good at it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's, and having your own business isn't easy.
No, like, there is no part about it that's easy.
There's plenty of opportunities. To make mistakes and then to forgive yourself.
Yeah, yeah. You definitely have to be forgiving and just kind of like take it as a lesson and then move on, you know?
Right.
Like, never do that again.
We've learned our lesson.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, and I'm done.
Yeah.
And I know you mentioned having your own space eventually with Luna and Quartz. Do you want to do more as far as the product line, like what you want to introduce? Is there anything you can share now?
I do have a couple. I'm going to do a couple holiday things, three holiday items. I think it's going to be a body butter because everybody's been like messaging me about the body butter in the moon kit, how much they love it. So I'm going to do body butter for Christmas and then probably a bath product and soap, I think. And then I have a couple new things coming up for the new year. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's and with all the potions and stuff, have you thought about doing a book with everything that you, like, maybe not tomorrow.
Yeah.
I know you have a lot going on.
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, throw
at
you, but down the line,
no,
is that anything you're not into?
No, that hasn't come to my mind.
Because I'm thinking, I'm like, you're, like, into magic, and you have these potions.
It's funny. I do use a lot of, like, I have a lot of spell books that I, like, reference for recipes, and that I use a lot of the components to make things, yeah, like herbs or, you know, certain oils, and I'll incorporate them into, you know, whatever I'm making. So maybe like a spell book or something.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. It's like full circle. You went to Barnes & Noble, used to look at these books, and
Diva,
now
you're doing it.
I'm generating for her. We were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
I'm a regenerator.
Yeah.
That sounds weird. we'll explain that in another episode, what we're talking about. But no, I'm just totally, and I was also thinking, like, do you know Tata Harper? The line she has, like, this vegan skincare line, but it's like high end. It's Sephora. There's
amazing.
A serum she has that's 450 zolos.
Oh my God.
But she, even though she gets bigger and bigger, she still sources everything from her farm in Vermont.
That's amazing.
You know,
eventually I would like to, I do grow some things, you know, like I grow desert sage. I grow yarrow. I have passion flower. We definitely have like a lot of plants and stuff that we grow ourselves. That would be like, that is a goal of both my husband and my, because we love to garden and we love planting.
I could totally
plants,
see.
So.
I was just like, she's Tata Harper.
Yeah.
You should look her up. She's amazing.
I won't charge people $400.
No, I was just like, what the hell is in this?
Yeah.
She was on a Goop podcast, and even they, and it says Goop, they were like, so it's $450. Explain yourself.
It's, yeah,
basically.
Like, what the hell are you
She
doing?
Has so many actives, though. When she explains it, I'm like, okay, you know, but I'm like, okay, Tata, are you tripping?
And I mean, if everything is sourced from a farm in Vermont,
that's
really
that's
what you're
the
paying
price
for.
Yeah. My farm won't be in Vermont.
It's location.
Yeah.
That's so exciting. So what we have manifesting. I'm going to hold you to it.
Okay.
Books is coming out.
Books.
A farm.
Yeah,
really
farm. What else do we want to get for you?
Book idea.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I like this. This is a good thing. I want to think on that some more.
I know. Let's just add 47 things
that's
to your to-do list.
I am like such a person that's like, I'll do a little bit of that. Do a little
I'm
this,
the same.
Little,
I'm like, let's
like,
just do. Yeah. Like I was saying, I manifested a 9-day work week, but I'm happy about it. Like I'm not even upset. I'm like, I'm excited. Let's get this. I love working.
I agree 100%. I'm the same.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for stopping in today. I think that's our time. We're
thank
getting
you
the
guys.
Signal.
Thank
you.
I appreciate
and
you guys.
Yeah, you're so amazing. And let everyone know where they can find you.
Luna and Quartz. Yeah, lunaandquartz.com. LunaandQuartz.com. And then Luna and Quartz, same on Instagram.
And Instagram.
And we're also on Etsy. But shop the website.
The website. Okay. You heard that here. Shop the website. Yeah. Well, thank you again for coming in. You are amazing.
Thank you, guys.
And your products are amazing. Yeah, they really are, guys.
You have to check it out.
We'll put it in the show notes, too.
Thank you.
With all your contact info. Yes. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us on another lovely Wednesday. We will talk to you soon. Mwah. Bye.